There was record turnout on the first day of early voting in Georgia. The Secretary of State's office said 154,000 people had voted by 1 p.m. That's more than by the end of the day in 2020. Both Democrats and Republicans have urged people to vote early. They're keen to get the 16 electoral votes that will be awarded to the winner of that swing state. President Biden won it in 2020, but former President Trump tried to push the then Secretary of State Raffensperger to find 11,000 votes that would enable him to win. That request was denied. There's now a push by Republicans to get all votes hand-counted in Georgia, which has ended up in the courts. Caroline Malone, Washington.